Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from the.
Boy, oh boy, this weather is making everybody look a little more seriously at their travel plans.
Right, because it's snowing, raining, and it's still dark out at 10:09 in the morning.
It certainly is. Welcome to WTCM News Talk 580, about 10 minutes after 10 o'clock. And as Colleen said, it's still dark, it's still rainy and snowy, and it's a perfect time for our travel show with the Travel Authority. And speaking of traveling, Bonnie Fantozzi joining us from the road. Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Right, I am from the road. I went to home to visit the family in New Jersey, but what I have today is an incredible guest who's going to take us away from all of the clouds, all of the snow, put us in a spot which we should be really thinking about because we know what's around the corner from us as well. So let's not hesitate. We have Tina White today, Director of Strategic Accounts for Oceana Cruises. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Bonnie. It's great to be with you again. And, can't think of a better time to think about cruising and warm weather destinations this winter and beyond.
I know. You guys, absolutely. I need you guys to get me out of here.
It's okay, so we're desperate
go.
Already.
Let's do it.
We can do that.
Yeah, let's get her going. Wait, Tina, let's get everybody out of here. We've had Oceana on numerous times. Tina's been with us numerous times. But what I love about Oceana is how they trend, how they are always reimagining, always going forward. And so many of our clients have been on Oceana cruises. But what I really want Tina to go into today is, what is Oceana next?
Yes, we're so excited. You know, this is our 15-year anniversary since launching the Regatta back in 2003. And so as we look ahead, we have 6 ships in our fleet now, and we cruise all over the world. And we really wanted to look at the future of Oceana. So our first project under the Oceana Next umbrella, so to speak, is the re-inspiration of our R-class ships, 4 of our wonderful 684 passenger vessels, Regatta, Insignia, Nautica, and Serena. So we are spending $100 million, if you can imagine, between now and early 2020 in completely redoing these beautiful vessels. So, you know, taking them down to the studs, so to speak, and redoing every stateroom, every public room. And, you know, a lot of people will say to me, well, they're beautiful already. And that's true, but I think if you can imagine, we're just bringing them into a whole new feeling and look, more contemporary, soft, you know, blues and grays and soft chocolates. And so our guests who come back aboard will go, wow, you know, it's everything we love, but totally refreshed in a new design. And, you know, it's sort of the next chapter of Oceana on these 4 beautiful gems.
And Bonnie?
Yes.
Are you still with us?
I am with you. I'm having a difficult time hearing Tina a little bit, though.
Yeah, I know. And we're having a little bit of a time here, too. Let's see if this will help.
Tina, if you can speak up a little bit. This is a hazard of having people on
the
phone.
Yeah, it's the great experiment here. Bonnie, you know, when it comes to Oceana and all the things that they're introducing, and you refer to them as being trendsetters, and what do you think really sets them apart in the travel industry?
Oh my goodness, it's the quality. It's the way in which you can cruise, the style that is, you know, it doesn't have to be very elegant. It doesn't have to be, you can cruise your way. And they have been trendsetters forever. And I don't know how far we got with some of the things that Oceana Next is happening. But it's always reimagining. It's looking at all of their vessels, all of the things they're going to do, increasing, you know, the different sizes, putting them out there. But also it's the destinations they do. And Tina, I mean, when you look at what's going on and what you're launching going forward, I love the fact that when we're looking at the Americas for 2020, you have a collection with 93 itineraries, correct?
Right. Today's sort of an exciting day for us. In fact, at 8:30 this morning, we opened the books for our 2020 summer collection. So that takes in Europe, Alaska, Canada, New England, and so we're always looking at what our guests are looking for next. So we introduced a lot of new boutique ports of call. Of course, we do those overnight stays.
And you know what we wanted to do is we wanted to announce it on the date it launched. I mean, our timing has always been there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crystal?
Yeah. They're
right. Always right out there, first and foremost. But another thing that's happening is you're really doing a little bit more to Alaska. I mean, these are destinations that people really want to keep going further and further in. And this is something that's coming back. I mean, it's the first thing that you're doing as well. So you're doing north to Alaska, in my mind. You're going to Seward and you're going to Kodiak Island. And we see a lot of television shows about those destinations. So what made you decide to do that? What trending, was it the demand from the clients?
Well, we have very popular Inside Passage cruises that sail round-trip Seattle or Seattle-Vancouver. And so we decided to add Kodiak to the lineup again, because guests returning, you know, they want something new and different. And very first time we are doing a few one-way cruises ending in Seward. And so I'm very excited about that because that's a great launching off point to discover Denali. And then, of course, already out of Vancouver, we partner with the beautiful Rocky Mountaineer train. And you can combine an Oceana cruise in Alaska with the Rocky Mountaineer through the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
So
love a good train.
Yes, beautiful.
And this one is the best.
It's a perfect match for Oceana.
Go ahead, Tina.
Yeah, it's a perfect match for Oceana. When you talk about, Bonnie, you mentioned we've been hearing a lot about Kodiak Island and some of those things, places in Alaska where people are shooting television shows and, you know, Tina, are people actually going to these areas not just because of the wildlife and the sort of, this is still an untouched region in many cases. Are they actually going sometimes because of all of the hype from the media and from these television shows?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think the personality of our guest is they're always looking for something unique and different. They're pretty well-traveled. And so be it Iceland or Greenland or, you know, Japan or, you know, some of our itineraries, we actually go up through Japan, Kamchatka, and across into Alaska.
And I'm going to jump in here, too, as well, Crystal, is because I think that the hype does happen. I think people get this little thought about, wow, I'd like to go there, but they have no idea how to get there. You know, how am I going to get to those? Mm-hmm. And the perfect part is how Oceana can get you there, and then you have this wonderful, incredible vessel that you're going to be on as your home base to it that is, believe me, it's bar none. Oceana has incredible facilities, everything that's out there. I mean, they're offering incredible opportunities right now for some of these early booking things that between Oceana and Altura and the Travel Authority, we have some really unique things going on out there for this. It's not too early, and when we're talking about destinations like Alaska, or we're talking about Papeete, or we're talking about getting you out of a destination, why would you want to go to places like that in the wintertime and just enjoy? Now is the time to be doing that. Don't wait until you say, okay, well, maybe it's a good idea. So many, and Colleen, you've got them, so many of these destinations that we talk about every single week are on your list.
Mm-hmm.
And with this type of opportunity with Oceana, I mean, and honestly, Tina, I'll let you go over some of those, the O-Life choices and things that are going on, because you can get them there. We can get them there. So what are some of those offers that are happening in the O-Life choices?
Sure. Well, O-Life Choice is available on every single departure in every category. And I know we've been talking about our 2020 launch today, which is exciting. But I also want to remind listeners that for those of you planning this winter and where to go, Oceana Cruises has a wonderful presence in the Caribbean. And in particular, where I have some availability this winter is the South Pacific. So can you imagine flying into Tahiti and doing a 10-day cruise of the Polynesian Islands?
Yes.
Oceana has the airfare bundled in with a charter flight. We offer O-Life Choice, which is not only that air, but free internet. and then a choice of free shore excursions or an alcoholic beverage package or a really nice shipboard credit. So as Bonnie said earlier, it's your world, your way. So we always believe, you know, let our guests choose how they want to customize and make their vacation inclusive. So Tahiti is a wonderful value.
Okay, I think, Crystal, we're having a little bit of a connection problem for me to hear, but
yeah.
I did know if we were talking about with what Tina was mentioning also, that in early booking, also the air, that they have a wonderful offering for $149, you know, upgrades on air economy with Europe each way, all of those different things. But that's what gets you there. That's the things that when I really look to Oceana, and we do a lot of that, we look to them to be that innovator, the things that they listen to the client, they listen to the past cruisers, and there are so loyal past cruisers for Oceana that the reinvention of the destinations and all of these choices is great, because you don't want to be thinking about it. You just want to have these inclusions that, you know, why would I expect to have to worry about that? Oceana has it for me.
Yeah, right.
You know, it is amazing.
Let's talk a little bit, if you don't mind, since we are having a bit of a connection issue.
Mm-hmm.
Tina, could I ask, what's life on board like when you are cruising Oceana?
Well, that's a wonderful question. It's relaxed. It's a country club casual atmosphere, so there's never a formal night. Open seating dining, and the one thing we've not touched on yet is the quality of the cuisine. I mean, we're known to have the finest cuisine at sea, so our guests expect that, and we are always looking to deliver, you know, that absolute best experience. Jacques Pepin is our culinary executive director and oversees the culinary programs on board and in all of our restaurants. So wonderful fresh ingredients. We immerse in the destination. But, you know, if you've got a day at sea, you can pamper yourself in the Canyon Ranch Spa. You can have a great workout. You can attend lectures, relax by the pool. So everything a larger ship would have, but with our mid-sized ships, you just have a more personal, intimate, think of it like a floating boutique hotel.
Yeah.
You know, more staff. Less crowds, no crowds really, and a much more personal experience where you can meet like-minded travelers cruising.
And as far as Bonnie, you understand, I believe you very much understand my love of food during travel. You do understand that. And I mean, that's a big part when people are choosing a cruise line. I think a lot of times people look a lot at the destinations, but, you know, there are people who are going to the same destinations, but how you get there is really the difference. And Oceana brings that difference, right, Bonnie?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we don't have people coming back and saying it wasn't what it was meant to be. It has exceeded the expectations. It's amazing because the focus is on the quality and has always been the way Oceana. That's been a definitely something to differentiate them.
I love
this.
You know, when you were talking about O Life Choice, and, you know, you can go online to oceanacruises.com, or you can, better yet, you can call the travel authority and talk to your agent and say, hey, I heard this. I heard Bonnie talking about it with Tina from Oceana, and I want to check this out. I mean, O Life Choice, as you mentioned, that's one thing that I think some people forget about, is it's just indicative of what Oceana brings. It is, you get to decide, because not everybody wants the adult beverage package, you know, sometimes,
right.
And not everybody wants all the free excursions and the extras there. So being able to choose what it is that you are getting is just another one of the things that makes Oceana stand out in the cruise industry. And Tina, before we run out of time here, getting back to that, we were talking about the intimate setting. But the other thing in travel that Bonnie and I have discussed for so many weeks now and even years is immersive travel. Can you tell us a little bit about those excursions with Oceana that really gets the traveler into the life of someone who lives in those destinations?
Absolutely. For example, give an example of the South Pacific, since we're talking about Tahiti today.
Yeah, Tahiti.
Tahiti. We do a lot of culinary tours. In fact, we have two ships that have hands-on cooking schools at sea. So our guests may sign up for a cooking class, or they'll sign up for a culinary excursion ashore and go ashore with the chef into the local market and procure local ingredients. You know, in Tahiti, they're known for their ceviches, so they may come back to the ship and then prepare that. Or another great example is in a trend that we're seeing in our travelers is wellness tours. And so we craft itineraries that have wellness and mindfulness in mind with Canyon Ranch. And so we may do, you know, meditation on the beach, or we may do Tai Chi in the park when we're in Palma de Mallorca. And so, again, it's that traveler that just doesn't want to get on a bus and, you know, go past a cathedral. They want to immerse. They want to meet the local people. And they also want to take care of themselves, health, you know, body and mind while they're traveling. So some of the trends we see with our travelers, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Tina, thank you so much for joining us here today. Since we're having that terrible, somewhat bad connection here, I do apologize, but the listeners have really been able to hear all about Oceana and Oceana Cruises and how special they really are, Tina. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Great to be there. And sorry we couldn't connect a little bit more for the listeners, Bonnie.
And that's okay.
You bet.
Bonnie, I think we just actually lost Tina. It was getting a little touch and go there for a second. Bonnie, when we talk about Oceana, when we talk about these different, obviously I always go online and I just saw this incredible, if someone has some time in November, there's a 20-day voyage that, you know, this is going to be passages through time, Athens to Dubai. It is with, it's with the Olife Choice. And you're going to go through Jerusalem. You're going to go into all over this world that maybe you've never even thought about doing. And the prices, Bonnie, are incredibly reasonable.
And that's because it's now. It's now the time to take advantage of those advance reservations, because they do offer advanced booking. Don't wait thinking their prices are going to change. You, Crystal, are a perfect example of visiting destinations recently that you never dreamed of that you would go to, right? When you look at that itinerary, you can relate to somebody. And you look at that, and it's a great way to see those areas because you have a beautiful cruise ship to take you there. That's your floating home. And with all the amenities that go there, but then they take you into those wonderful immersive destinations. It's the way to see it.
It really is
a good, really good way to do it, honestly.
Shimmering South Pacific, tropical rendezvous around the Cape. We're talking, even if you want to go on a 32-day voyage from Sydney to San Diego, they will get you there. How amazing is that?
So stop looking out the window in the snow. Start thinking about it's going to even get worse. There are times now. Just start making reservations and take yourself away. You deserve it.
It's time. Let Bonnie and the Travel Authority be your Calgon and take it away, right?
I love it.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. We will talk to you next week. Thanks again for being with us today.
You bet. Thanks for everything.
Oh my goodness, yes. You start to look on these different excursions and these different cruises here with Oceana. And Colleen, I'm telling you, Papeete to Lima being one of them. I mean, so many amazing things. You get to go to Easter Island. Can you imagine?
You pretty much can't lose.
Yeah. I love it. So make sure you check out the Travel Authority. Just go to travelauthority.com. Or better yet, stop into one of their locations, including right here on Cass Road in Traverse City. Bonnie Pintozzi always making us think about where we're going next here on WTCM.